It's week 12 on the Astoria Column. The Astoria Column Restoration Project is headed by Marie Libinas of MCL Conservation for the City of Astoria and supported by the Friends of the Astoria Column. This week on the Column Update, I thought we'd cover the most frequently asked questions regarding this project. One, when will the column restoration be finished? We're on schedule for the scaffold to come down at the end of September. Two, why are you doing the restoration now? Like painting a house, this project is weather dependent and needs to be completed before windy weather begins. Three, didn't you just do this? The last restoration of the Astoria Column took place in 1995, 20 years ago. Again, like a house, the column requires regular maintenance and needs refreshing and protection from the weather. Four, isn't it hot in there? It can get warm on the hottest days under the fabric surrounding the scaffold, but in general, it is pleasant. The column is covered in a mesh fabric that breathes. Five, who did your scaffolding? The column scaffold is a Safeway System scaffold that was engineered specifically for the site. Six, who is the original artist who created and painted the column mural? Antilio Pisterla was the original artist. He was trained as an easel painter in his native Italy and later came to New York, where he worked on painting interiors of buildings. Ralph Budd, president of the Great Northern Railroad, which paid for the construction of the monument, hired Pisterla to design and execute the column painting. The column was completed in 1926. How many people are working on the column? There are 7 painters from Seattle Opera Scenic Studios and 3 project leads also acting as technicians and workers. 8. What kind of paint are you using? Keim mineral paint is what is being used. It is a German paint system that has been used for over 100 years in Europe. It is a paint that is silicate-based and chemically bonds with the substrate. It is light-fast, hinders mold and fungal growth, it cleans easily, and it has a matte surface. 9. How come I have to pay $2 to visit the column and the top of Coxcomb Hill? The Astoria Column site is a city park. The fee goes towards park maintenance. 10. Who is paying for this restoration? The Astoria Column Restoration Project is privately funded by the Friends of the Astoria Column. You can visit their website, astoriacolumn.org, for more information. That's it for this week at the Astoria Column. I'm Rita Christie. See you next week.